Welcome to a special Under the Microscope. The True False Film Festival takes place this week, and KBIA has been talking with some of the filmmakers involved with this year's festival selections in a series, True False Conversations. I'm Christopher Husted. The film Ukraine is Not a Brothel is directed by Kitty Green and examines the controversial European feminist movement known as Femin. The group is known for their topless demonstrations protesting the sexual exploitation that remains prevalent in the region. With the film, Green ends up uncovering the dark forces actually powering the organization itself. KBIA's Joshua Teasley spoke with Green about how she landed on this story.
My grandma's Ukrainian, so I was traveling to visit family, and I sort of saw the girls when I was there, and I had my camera with me, so I started filming. I filmed the protest, and I gave it to the girls, and they liked it, and they invited me back to shoot more. And I'd read about them in a newspaper, like a really bad tabloid B-grade newspaper that we have, and I found on the floor in a train in Australia, and I saw a picture of one of the girls, and she was topless, and she was holding a sign that said, "Ukraine is not a brothel." And I thought that was a really beautiful image and kind of a little contradictory, and she looked a little naive but strong at the same time. I was really attracted to that image.
How did you get such an intimate access to some of those events on film?
With the girls, we would make fake press IDs and fake anything to get into things like Euro Cup and into stadiums and things, and we'd shoot as much as we could and then run out. I got arrested a lot, though.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, about 8 times.
Did anything bad come out of that? Or?
Not really. It was pretty scary, though. I mean, I was, like, abducted by the KGB in Belarus and, like, confined for about 12 hours and then deported to Lithuania. So that was pretty scary. I thought I was going to die or they were going to kill me. But my Australian passport helps a lot. I think they don't want to do anything to me because it becomes a diplomatic issue and they have to kind of consult, you know, the Australian government and whatnot. I was living in an apartment with 5 of the girls, so we all shared a very small apartment. And a few of them would be arrested every week, so they'd always be gone. And we'd say, "Oh, where's Sasha? She's in jail tonight, you know, so I'm taking her bed." Like, it got to be really normal. So,
what were the biggest challenges with shooting this film?
There were a lot, because it's a strange movement. Like, it was dangerous inherently because the girls are getting arrested a lot and they're protesting against the government and it's an anti-government organization, and so it was scary almost daily to be a part of them. But also I didn't like the way the organization was run, so I was making a documentary that painted them not in the most positive light. So I was kind of working against the girls as well as working against the government, so I was in a really tricky position. So morally it was very difficult, and they were my friends. I wanted them to trust me, but I wanted to tell the truth, and the truth would hurt the organization. I guess in the end it was tougher for me to be really honest with the girls and to get them to tell the truth than it was to get arrested.
What do you hope the audience takes away from this film?
I was sort of amazed by just how little rights women had over there. I first kind of went over there, I was 25, and everyone kept asking me, "How come you're not married? Why aren't you married yet?" And I kept thinking, "I don't have to be married, do I?" But they thought that was a sign that I was somehow, you know, bad or something, and that kind of whole kind of culture exists and not many people talk about it. And these girls who are fighting against that stereotype, but they're also living under this patriarchal system themselves and trying to break free of it. Yeah, I don't know. I hope that they learn a little more about just messed up the world is, I think.
That was Kitty Green talking with KBIA's Joshua Teasley about her film Ukraine is Not a Brothel. I'm Christopher Husted. Check out the full conversations, photos, and videos from KBIA's True False Conversations series at kbia.org.